From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello VOA listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voanews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 475 kHz.
Here is the news first headlines. President Joko Widodo believes the role of religious figures can create world peace. Minister Sandiaga Uno says Indonesia regarded as best host of water sports events. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where President Joko Widodo has said that the wars and massacres in the modern world are completely beyond logical reasons and conscience. He said that this refers to the war currently taking place in Gaza. This was pointed out by President Joko Widodo in his speech at the opening of the R20 International Summit of Religious Authorities ISORA in Jakarta on Monday. As quoted by the Presidential Secretariat YouTube broadcast, he has affirmed that Indonesia believes the role of religious and community figures is very important in creating peace and harmony.
Indonesia meyakini peran agama.
Indonesia believes that the role of religion, the role of religious figures and society is very important in creating peace, in creating harmony and togetherness both within a country, in the region and the world.
Dalam suatu negara, di dalam kawasan maupun dunia.
Moreover, President Joko Widodo has also invited dialogue between religions and nations to bridge differences and stop all forms of conflict so that a world peace, harmony and prosperity can be materialized together. R20 International Summit of Religious Authorities ISORA was attended by 30 religious figures from various countries in the Middle East, America, Europe and Africa. At the opening of the event, President Joko Widodo was accompanied by Minister of Religious Affairs Yakut Khalil Khumas and Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno said that Indonesia is the best host of world-class sports tourism events, such as the water sport events held on Lake Toba, North Sumatra. In his conversation with the founder of H20 Racing, Nicolo, he was informed that Indonesia is considered the best organizers in the event, and this will be conveyed in Sharjah, United Arab Emirates next week. This was said by Minister Sandiaga Uno in Balige District on Sunday. He also explained that Lake Toba in Indonesia was trusted as a location for the 2023 Aqua Bike Jet Ski World Championship, which was attended by 118 riders from various countries. Indonesian Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi met Minister of Energy and Transportation of the United Arab Emirates UAE Suhail Mohammed Al Marzrooi and the CEO of Abu Dhabi Airports Sheikh Mohammed. The meeting was part of Minister Budi's working visit to Abu Dhabi United Arab Emirates during this meeting. Minister Budi Karya offered Abu Dhabi Airports to become the strategic partners in the development of the West Java International Airport or Kertajati Airport. He also said in a written statement quoted that the government will develop the Kertajati Airport in partnership with the West Java International Airport and PT Angkasa Pura II as the management of Kertajati Airport. The management of PT Kereta Api Indonesia China PT KCAC stated that the Whoosh high-speed train positively impacted tourism in Bandung and its surrounding areas. Through a collaboration with various tourism destinations in Bandung, an upward trend of visitors in this area was recorded. As reported by Tempo.co, General Manager and Corporate Secretary of PT KCIC, Eva Khairunisa, stressed that This was one of the purposes of the Whoosh high-speed train. According to Eva, in a written statement quoted on Monday, Whoosh was designed not only as a mode of transportation, but as one of the driving factors of the economy. Through this collaboration, Eva said, PT KCIC strives to provide additional value and improve its services to all passengers as well as boost the local economy. Let's move on to the international news, where the truce between Israel and Hamas entered its final 24 hours Monday, with the militant group saying it was willing to extend the pause after it freed more hostages, including a 4-year-old orphaned by its attack. As quoted by ArabNews.com, the pause that began Friday has seen dozens of hostages freed, with over 100 Palestinians prisoners released by Israel in return. Attention now has turned to whether the truce will be extended before its scheduled end early on Tuesday morning. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday conveyed that his goal that to keep this pause going beyond tomorrow so that Israel Hamas can continue to see more hostages come out and surge more humanitarian relief into those in need in Gaza. Russia has foiled more than 20 Ukrainian drone attacks over Russian territory in the past day, including on the capital Moscow, officials said on Sunday, a day after it launched its largest drone attack against the Ukrainian capital since the full-scale invasion began. As reported by CNN.com, according to Russia's Minister of Defense, 24 Ukrainian drones have been destroyed over the territories of Moscow, Tula, Kaluga, Bryansk and Smolensk Oblasts in the past 24 hours. In addition, Russian air defense intercepted 53 Ukrainian drones during the same period over Ukrainian areas under Russian control, according to the ministry. They included Kharkiv, Kherson, the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic, and the self-proclaimed Luhansk People's Republic. Thailand's employment in third quarter rose 1.3% from year earlier. The state planning agency said on Monday the slowest rate in 5 quarters amid the sluggish economy and weak demand for its export. As reported by ChannelNews.com, Southeast Asia's second largest economy grew just 1.5% in the July to September period, the slowest pace this year due to declining export and government spending. The third quarter job growth was mainly in the tourism sector and was less than 1.7% increase in the previous quarter, the National Economic and Social Development Council, NESDC, said in a statement. The Secretary General of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, Hissein Brahim Taha, acknowledged that in recent years, the global halal market has experienced significant growth and the demand for halal certified products continues to rise, reaching $4.7 trillion U.S. dollar market value in 2020. It was said by Hissein in his message to the opening session of the OIC Halal Expo 2023 and the 9th World Halal Summit in Istanbul, Turkey on November 25, 2024. The message of His Excellencies and the Secretary General was read out by Dr. Ahmad Kawesa Sengendo, Assistant Secretary General for Economic Affairs. The Secretary General affirmed that the halal industry has the potential to promote the growth of national economies and generate employment opportunities in OIC member states, and these countries need to be together and synchronize their efforts to be at the forefront of the halal industry development. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today.
Here is today's commentary on impact of Geert Wilders' victory in Dutch election. I'm Dalat Pane. The victory of the far-right party, Parties voor de Vrijheid, VVV, or the Party for Freedom led by Geert Wilders, in Dutch election on November 22, left people flabbergasted. PVV was ensured to have 37 of 150 chairs of the Dutch House of Representatives. The party was led by the controversial senior politician Geert Wilders, who was known for his racist and anti-Islam statements. Previously, this party got an absolute victory in the 2006 Dutch election, and their victory this time brought VVV was the biggest party in the new formation of the Dutch House of Representatives. VVV successfully stole the Dutch voters' sympathy with the immigration and asylum issues. Europe, including the Netherlands, has been flooded by immigrants and asylum seekers from conflict-stricken countries. This made the people unrest, so it was not that surprising if Wilders and VVV got tons of support. The election result ended the era of Prime Minister Mark Rutte. From the Liberal VVD party, which had administration from 2010 to 2023 with a right populist rebellion that hit the Dutch parliament landscape down to its foundation. Geert Wilders was a member of the VVD party as well as Mark Rutte's teachers. He quit in 2004 because of disagreement against the party's policy and then founded PVV on February 22, 2006. Geert Wilders was known to receive serious threats following his anti-immigrant and anti-Islam hate speech. Although Wilders toned it down ahead of the election on November 2022, he didn't bury the VVV programs like referendum to exit the European Union or NEXT and tight immigration and asylum policies. Wilders' victory sparked worry in the Netherlands. Islamic organizations had expressed their concern. Some Dutch NGOs also had demonstrations protesting VVV's win in the big cities such as Amsterdam and Utrecht. Even more, the European Union had expressed similar concern over Wilders' triumph. The next stage after the election is forming the Dutch new government coalition. The last election made the process utterly complicated. Despite dominating, Wilders must cooperate with at least two other parties to form the government. The left parties more obviously reluctant to join Wilders' coalition. The right wing needed to track their brains in forming a coalition after Mark Rutte's VVD rejected their offer. For Indonesia, with a majority Muslim population, Geert Wilders' anti-Islam attitude may affect the relations of the two nations. That was commentary.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We begin today in history with a tragedy on November 27, 1983, when a Colombian plane crashed in Spain. A Boeing 747-283B belonging to Avianca airline in Colombia crashed near Barajas Airport, Madrid, Spain. The plane carried 173 passengers, 19 crew members from Frankfurt, Germany, and was transited at Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris, France. It was involved in an accident due to a pilot error. As a result, 183 of the 190 people on board died. The airline said that the plane on the Paris-French-Bogota-Colombia route was scheduled to transit in Madrid and Caracas, Venezuela. However, the Avianca Boeing 747-283B crashed and exploded in a hilly area 5 miles east of Madrid's Barajas Airport at around 1 a.m. local time. Let's move on to November 27, 2005, when the SEA Games were held in the Philippines for the third time. The 2005 Southeast Asian Games, or SEA Games, officially known as the 23rd Southeast Asian Games, was held in Manila, Philippines from November 27 to December 5, 2005. The SEA Games were hosted in the Philippines twice, in 1981 and 1991. This is the third time they have been held there. The Philippines won the championship as the overall winner for the first time during their third hosting stint. There were 41 sports in over 395 competitions during the 23rd SEA Games. The Philippines was preparing venues in Manila, specifically in Metro Manila and Bacolod City, Cebu City, Los Baños and Chanlubang, Laguna, Tagaytay City, Angeles City, Pampanga, Antipolo City, and Subic Bay, Freeport. We entered in history with the Sigi attack on November 27, 2020 that killed a family. On November 27, 2020, a family was attacked by unknown persons in Lambantongoa, Palolo, Sigi, Central Sulawesi. They were found dead in horrific circumstances around their house. Seven other houses were burned, including a house used as a place of Christians' worship. Ali Kalora's group from the East Indonesia's Mujahideen became known as the offenders. The victims were Yasa, his wife Naka, his son Pedi, and his son-in-law Pinu. This attack was under fire from various parties, including government and organizations. Indonesian President Joko Widodo strongly condemned this attack and provided compensation to the families of the victims. Meanwhile, the Indonesian National Police urged the local population to maintain calm and permit regular public activities considering there would be gubernatorial elections at that time.
Jatuh cinta kepadamu, saat pertama bertemu, salahkah aku terlalu mencinta. Tak mungkin mencintai aku. Oh Tuhan, tolong aku langsung jatuh cinta kepadamu. Cinta pada pandangan pertama ya. Cinta yang bisa merubah jalan hidupku jadi lebih berarti. keajaiban Tuhan yang bisa jadikan hambanya yang cantik menjadi milikku. Aku langsung jatuh cinta kepadamu, cinta pada pandangan pertama ya, cinta yang bisa merubah jalan hidupku jadi lebih berarti.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on President inaugurates National Strategic Project Tangguh Train 3. President Joko Widodo inaugurated the National Strategic Project Tangguh Train 3 located in Teluk Bintuni Regency, West Papua Province on Friday. On this occasion, the President also laid the first stone for the development of three other projects in West Papua, which are part of the upstream oil and gas project and its derivatives, namely the Ubadari Carbon Capture Utilization and Storage Project, the Blue Ammonia Downstream Project, and the Red Kido Smoke Field Project. President Joko Widodo said the Tangguh Train 3 project was built with an investment of $4.83 billion. The project will increase Tangguh's annual production capacity of liquefied natural gas LNG to 11.4 million tons per year and contribute significantly to supporting the gas production target of 12 standard cubic feet per day by 2030. President Joko Widodo also expressed his appreciation for this new investment. The president said that this project absorbs a lot of labor. Currently, 70% of Tangguh's operational staff are workers from West Papua and Papua provinces. Meanwhile, Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Arifin Tasrif, confirmed that the inauguration marked the start of commercial operations for Train 3 and emphasized Tangguh's contribution to the nation's energy security and its strong support for the energy transition program towards net zero emission in 2060. Arifin Tasrif said the next phase of the Tangguh project is the Ubadari Carbon Capture Utilization and Storage. In addition to generating additional gas production, the project will inject around 30 million tons of carbon dioxide until 2035 into the existing reservoir. The next project that will also be built is the downstreaming of natural gas into low-carbon ammonia with a production plan of 875,000 tons per year of blue ammonia, which will be used for co-firing in power plants and also in steel factories. Arifin Tasrif said that these downstream projects represent the resilience of the Indonesian upstream oil and gas industry in carrying out its duties amidst dynamics and challenges both globally and national. Meanwhile, head of the Special Task Force for Oil and Gas, Dwi Sucipto, said that the full operation of Tangguh Train 3 will increase national gas production and strengthen the role of the upstream oil and gas industry in the energy transition era to support sustainable development. That was my Indonesia Today.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's Indonesian wonder takes you to Trenggalek in East Java, Indonesia, that has a wide range of tourist attractions from beaches and caves to mountainous terrain. It is located about 200 kilometers away from Surabaya. One of tourist attractions that must be visited is Banyon Hill, which is located in Widoro Village, Gandusari District, Trenggalek. Banyon Hill, which is located at an altitude of 1,175 meters above sea level, offers very beautiful views of the sunrise and sunset. In the Banyon Hill area, you can enjoy four natural beauties at different times. Starting from sunrise, the land above the clouds, the sunset, and the land of the stars. With the thick expanse of clouds covering this hill area, the view of this hill looks very exotic, both in the morning and in the afternoon. To witness the beauty of the sunrise, of course, you need good weather. The sunrise on Banyon Hill looks so beautiful. The sun will appear between the mountains and hills on the east side of Trenggalek Regency. As soon as you are done admiring the sunrise, you will be shown how beautiful it is when a mass of clouds covers the hills and residential neighborhoods. The thickness of these clouds depends on the weather conditions. When it rains at night, the clouds are so thick that it appears as though they are above the clouds. But if the weather is clear at night, the fog that appears in the morning is usually thin. However, the view on Banyon Hill is still beautiful. Many visitors to Banyon Hill take advantage of the wonder of this land above the clouds to take photos. Besides, you can also order various hot drinks at the stalls around the top of Banyon Hill, which will add to the comfortable atmosphere there. Listener, to get to Banyon Hill, which is about 13 kilometers out of Trenggalek city center, you don't need to bother walking because it can be reached by motorbike or four-wheel vehicle. But you have to be very careful because the road is made of cast cement and there are several sharp inclines. Visitors who want to enjoy the beauty of Banyon Hill will be charged a fairly cheap entrance ticket, only 5,000 rupiah or less than $1. The ticket price already includes vehicle parking, so there is no need for additional cost. Prices can change anytime, especially when holidays arrive. If you want to stay overnight, you can build a tent on Banyon Hill. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Duhai cintaku, duhai budi. pekerjaanku datang padaku dekat di sampingku. Ku ingin hidupku selalu dalam peluknya. Oh, terang saja aku menantinya, terang saja aku mendambanya, terang saja aku merindunya, karena dia, karena dia begitu indah. Duhai cintaku, pujaan hatiku, peluk diriku, dekaplah jiwaku, bawa ragaku melayang memeluk bintang. Oh, terang saja aku menantinya, terang saja aku mendambanya, terang saja aku merindunya, karena dia, karena dia begitu indah.
Hi listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Hello VOA listener, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Overseas Broadcasting Service, and the Language Development Agency of the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is di Bandung, which means in Bandung. So stay tuned. listener, you will listen to a conversation entitled Pembatas Jalan. Pembatas Jalan, which means road separator. This conversation happens between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Annie, Chris' vlog community friend at Gedung Sate Building in Bandung, West Java. Annie tells Chris that there is a road separator in front of the entrance. Let's listen to the conversation.
Kita tidak bisa masuk lewat pintu utama Gedung Sate. Ada pembatas jalan di situ.
Kalau begitu, kita lewat mana?
Kita bisa lewat pintu samping.
After listening to the conversation, I will give some vocabularies related to the topic of today. I'm going to read it slowly and you can repeat after me. Ada, ada, which means there is. Pembatas jalan, which means road separator. Di situ, which means there. Ada pembatas jalan di situ. Ada pembatas jalan di situ, which means there is a road separator there. Kita, kita, which means we. Lewat, lewat, which means pass through. Mana, mana, which means which. Pintu utama, which means main entrance. Pintu samping, which means side entrance. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, ada pembatas jalan di situ. Ada pembatas jalan di situ, which means there is a road separator there. In the sentence, there is the word pembatas. Pembatas, which means separator. It means a tool that separates something. In the sentence, the expression pembatas jalan means a tool that separates road. Let's listen to the other examples of a noun that means alat. Alat, which means tool. Penyedot. Penyedot. In this context means cleaner. Penyedot debu saya rusak. Penyedot debu saya rusak. Which means my vacuum cleaner is broken. Pencuci. Pencuci, which means washer. Saya ingin membeli pencuci piring otomatis. Saya ingin membeli pencuci piring otomatis, which means I want to buy an automatic dishwasher. Listener, Gedung Sate is a building used for the office of West Java Governor. This building was built in 1920 until 1924 in the Dutch colonial era. The name Gedung Sate comes from the ornament on the building roof, which resembles the shape of sate. Sate is meat skewers from Indonesia. Before we end Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kita tidak bisa masuk lewat pintu utama Gedung Sate. Ada pembatas jalan di situ.
Kalau begitu, kita lewat mana?
Kita bisa lewat pintu samping.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Rahma signing out, and sampai jumpa!
have been spending all my time lying down here by your side. We will never be apart. And if I could, I'd love you more. I can't explain how I adore to look upon this precious work of art. 'Cause I've been searching for a long time and traveled so far. When I found you, I was home again. 'Cause you another dream come true, and I don't ever wanna miss a thing. 'Cause I've been searching for a long time and traveled so far. When I found you, I was home again.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play, your mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Akad by Paksi Band. The song Akad is popularized by Payung Teduh in 2017. The popularity of the song, written by Muhammad Istiqomah Jamad, which received more than 106 million views on YouTube, prompted the production house to adapt the lyrics into a feature film. The song tells about an invitation to get married, and is also an allusion to couples who have been together for a long time but have not yet decided to settle down. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Paksi Band with the song Akad. Enjoy!
Betapa bahagianya hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu, berjalan bersamamu. Menarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku tetap bahagia. Selalu ku syukuri begitulah adanya. Namun bila kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku. saatnya telah tiba. Ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersamamu dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian kesana kemari dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu, berdua menikmati pelukan di ujung waktu. Sudilah kau temani diriku. Kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, jalan bersamamu dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian ke sana kemari dan tertawa. Namun bila saat terpisahkan tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu, berdua menikmati pelukan di ujung waktu. Sudilah kau temani diriku, sudilah kau menjadi temanku, sudilah kau menjadi istriku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
listener, wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.